Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. For 20 years, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has been coordinating On Eagle's Wings, Native American outreach on reservations across the United States and Canada. Well, this year's no exception. 52 Native youth from 32 tribes are taking the gospel to First Nation peoples, their peers. Hutchcraft tells us the team just finished outreach at their 8th reservation.
We're on our way to our 9th. Among a people group where now missiologists are telling us about 2% of Native Americans know Christ after 500 years of trying to reach them. I know that these young men and women have led well over 600 Native American young people to Christ in the last couple of weeks.
Drug, alcohol, and sexual abuse are rampant. Suicide is 8 times the national average. Hutchcraft says there's one more 3-day stop.
We are headed now to the biggest challenge, one of the most daunting spiritual environments On Eagle's Wings has ever been to. And I so want God's people to pray.
Sign up for email updates at oneagleswings.com. And 10 days into Ramadan, over 120 people have already been killed in Iraq and Nigeria. The violence already characterizing Islam's holy month makes it easy to make negative assumptions about Muslims in general. But Paul Philidis with worldchristian.com says Ramadan is an opportunity for Christians in free nations to reach out.
Many of us may not have opportunity to go to foreign countries to meet and interact with people of different cultures and religions. But God is bringing them to our world, to our doorstep.
There are over 5 million Muslims in the U.S. alone. As Muslims seek answers during Ramadan, Christians can share Jesus. Pray for opportunities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your church is always looking for great missions resources, right? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? Up-to-date news to help get your friends involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the banner at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.